Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. This Sunday at 3 p.m. in Hemley Recital Hall, the Texas Tech University Orchestra will present a concert that features Jennifer Higdon's Viola Concerto. The featured soloist is Dr. Kimberly Sparr, who is professor of viola at the Texas Tech University School of Music and principal viola of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. I talked with Dr. Sparr about her interest in the viola and about Jennifer Higdon's concerto. So, Kimberly Sparr, for people who don't know you, tell us just a little bit about your history with the viola.
Oh, goodness. Well, I started playing the piano when I was, I think, in kindergarten. And I had a little bit of an accident carving pumpkins when I was in fifth grade. And so I had to quit the piano because I severed a tendon. And I was like, what should I do? And I loved the character of the viola. It was mellow, and I didn't want to be the same as everyone else. I didn't want to be a violinist. I wasn't really a diva. I don't know if that's a good thing to say or not, but I wanted to contribute to the sound, but I didn't want to be in the forefront all the time. So I thought that the viola matched my personality more. It's a little bit quirky. It's a little bit different. And I've been playing ever since about fifth grade, and I went to school in New York and in Houston. I went to Rice University, and I went to New England Conservatory in Boston, and I played in the Richmond Symphony for 5 years, and I now play in the Atlantic Chamber Ensemble, and I play in the Lubbock Symphony, and I teach here at Texas Tech University.
That's a wonderful resume. I mean, Rice University, New England Conservatory, that's a great pedigree.
Oh yeah, they were great places to be. I actually started at the Eastman School of Music, and my teacher, Martha Katz, moved down to Rice, and so I followed her, because a lot of people go to study at the school for the teacher. And I loved also living in Boston when I went to New England Conservatory, because I loved that town. So I do miss that part of the world, but I also love being here in West Texas.
Right. So you're the viola professor here at Texas Tech University. Tell us a little bit about your viola studio.
Ooh, we've got a full, vibrant studio this year. There are 14 of us, and it's a great bunch. We have a bunch of characters, and we have a lot of new people this year that bring a lot of life to the studio, and we've seen a lot of growth in the last 3 years. We've got some strong chamber music players, and a few of us play in the Lubbock Symphony. We've got people from Tennessee, we've got people from Washington State, and then we have a lot of people from the state of Texas also. So I feel very blessed with the quality and the quantity of students that we have here at Tech.
Well, and everybody's going to get to hear you play on Sunday afternoon on the University Orchestra Concert. You're going to play the Jennifer Higdon Viola Concerto. Now, tell us about you and that piece. How did you come about wanting to play that piece?
Well, David Becker asked me if I wanted to play Berlioz's Herald in Italy a few years ago, and I was so honored to be asked to be the soloist for that piece. But I had also heard that Higdon was writing this concerto, and so I was thinking, I might want to do something new. You know, Herald in Italy has been played a lot. I think it was recently played in Philadelphia. Last year it was played in San Francisco, I think. So, you know, the concertos that we have that are very few, the ones that are well known, we have Hindemith, we have Walton, and we have Bartok. I just wanted to do something that was newer. So I went online and saw the premiere of Roberto Diaz playing with the Curtis Symphony. And I just loved it. I mean, I love her music. I've played Blue Cathedral with the orchestra, which actually the Lubbock Symphony is playing at the beginning of March. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her violin concerto. So I'm familiar with her music. And I thought, well, wow, let me check this out and see if David Becker is up for it. And the piece was actually written for Roberto Diaz, who is at the Curtis Institute of Music. And so I contacted Jennifer Higdon and I said, I want to play this piece. And she said, that's great. And then she said, but you can't play it until the four organizations that commissioned the piece perform it. So Library of Congress, Aspen Music Festival, Curtis Institute, and the Nashville Symphony had rights to the piece with Roberto Diaz as soloist first. So I couldn't get my hands on it until those performances were all over. And so this is actually, I believe, the first performance of the piece by someone other than Roberto Diaz. And we're the first orchestra to play the Higdon Concerto, which I'm really happy about, you know, playing new music by female composers.
Now, she's one of, you know, America's top composers at the moment. Jennifer Higdon, I mean, she's a big name and stuff like that. Tell us about her music and about the viola concerto.
Oh, her writing is just so gorgeous. And I just feel so lucky that I get to play this. On a side note, you know, the Grammys just happened, and she was nominated for a Grammy for her new opera called Cold Mountain. So that was exciting. And she's also won a Grammy in the past for her percussion concerto. So she's got the Pulitzer, she's got the Grammy. You got to know this is good stuff. And I'm trying to think of how to describe the viola concerto. Most of the music that was written for our instrument is suited to the timbre of our instrument, which is usually kind of calm and melancholy and dark. And it takes a little bit of extra oomph to get a sound out of the instrument because it's not as natural of an instrument to play as the violin, for example. It has a richer tone, it's darker. We kind of describe it like dark chocolate sound. Usually we're on the inside of the orchestra or inside creating the harmonies, and adding to the texture that way, rather than being on the top and playing the melody. So the viola concerto showcases the melancholy nature of the viola, but also she wanted to bring out, I think, the virtuosic playing. And so I'm playing in high registers, which is, you know, sort of uncharted territory, or unfamiliar territory, I should say, which is an extra challenge for me. And the concerto is based, a lot of it is based on jazz rhythms. So it's, when I read a few of her interviews, and she said she wanted it to be sort of like a go viola kind of piece, you know, more of an uplifting, fun piece. So exploring that side of the character of our instrument, which hasn't really, it's just now starting to be explored, I think. So it's fun. It starts with a very slow, beautiful, romantic first movement that has a lot of juxtaposition of rhythms, and it's a lot of interwoven parts between me and the winds in the orchestra. And then the second movement is really brisk tempo, And then the last movement is even faster than the second movement. So it's interesting to see that going from slow to fast to faster. But it's really fun to play, and it's such an honor to be able to work with the Texas Tech Symphony Orchestra and David Becker. And I'm just having a great time because I'm a violist and I get to play a concerto. So
we can't wait to hear you Sunday afternoon here in Himmler Recital Hall. Best of luck. I hope it goes well.
Thanks so much.
The Texas Tech Symphony Orchestra concert is Sunday, February 19th at 3 p.m. in Himmler Recital Hall. More information is at music.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrick.